We're going to start again and pick up where we left off. And we've got the usual suspects up here. That has not changed. So enjoy. Don't be shy about coming back in, but they're going to get started.
All right. So next up for Cornelia Street is the Mirabal Institute. Mirabal, similar to Cornelia Street, is also a medical research organization. So it's a different charitable organization. And it's affiliated with the Archer Children's Hospital. So Archer has been seeing this small uptick in patients with symptoms that are similar to delicate disorder, but they haven't really been able to figure out if they're dealing with the same thing or not. Mirabal has several researchers that are expert in a similar disease, and they come to Cornelia Street after hearing this big buzzy presentation at the scientific conference, say, we should be working together. Let's collaborate. Let's see what we know. We want to expand our joint understanding. And as part of that overall deal, they Cornelia Street would give Archer, we're going to avoid all the IP stuff here because this is really not an IP panel, but they're going to give Archer access to this blank space test. We'll assume they get the FDA clearances and everything that they need to make that happen. But they're going to give them access to this test so that they can start to diagnose patients with more certainty. Steve, I'm going to turn to you. We were just talking about 512 a little bit and some of these rules. How do you feel about a potential collaboration with Mirabal?
I feel better than the collaboration with Fearless Biotech because presumably this Mirabal Institute is a tax-exempt 501c3 organization. So in collaborating with another 501c3 organization, they presumably will jointly further tax-exempt scientific research purposes, and you don't have the commerciality concerns or the potential private inurement or private benefit concerns as in the Fearless Biotech scenario. Of course, the activity would still need to further charitable purposes, but from what your hypothetical says, this will advance the medical research that'll help cure the disease and make research results available to the public.
That's right. And we'd want to protect for all of that. I think even when we're dealing with other tax-exempt organizations, we like to presume some kind of alignment, right, on the mission front. But when we're working with scientific research and we want to know with certainty that all the work that we're doing is in the public interest, we're going to want a collaboration agreement that reserves the right that our researchers need to continue to publish in this space, right? We don't want to sort of make assumptions. I've seen that go sideways when people say, we thought we were going to publish, but we actually came up with something that's really interesting and has like this commercial, you know, hit it out of the ballpark possibility. And so we don't want to put our name on a paper to it because we're trying to negotiate with Fearless Biotech over on the side here, and we want to get our deal done before anybody else finds out about this, right? So even in an academic collaboration where you can presume some level of alignment, you still want to be taking steps from a documentation standpoint to really protect your interests. Is there anything, Eric or Josh?
I would just say we're kind of looking at these from the perspective of charitability writ large, but I think from a private foundation like Josh and I, when we're thinking about potentially funding these different actors, we need to think about who we would potentially fund and how we would fund it. So could we make a PRI into one of these tech companies? Would we potentially grant fund a hospital or the medical research entity? So just layering on the tool part of it, I think, is important as we think about the charitability from our perspective as much as from the entity doing the work.
Right. I just would say to Steve's point, I'm more comfortable here because you have two C3 organizations involved. Mm-hmm. The Fearless one, to Erica's point, we might consider program-related investment in some way, but we'd really want to make sure that we limited the degree of private benefit that we talked about.
Yeah. All right. Our final one here, Antihero Pharmaceuticals. I'm just going to say I feel a little bit bad, actually, about this because pharmaceuticals play a critical role in scientific research, but I'm going to call them Antihero anyway to stick with my theme. They have a library of chemical compounds that they're just kind of sitting there on the shelf. They're not really interested in them. They're not terribly useful to them right now. And so they said, hey, Cornelia Street, you've got some excess capacity on your machines and with your people. We're just going to pay you to run these compounds through these tests that you developed. And let's see if we find anything interesting, right? We're just going to make this library available to you. And if you find any hits, we're going to own that. You can't publish on it. just give us the results, let us know what you find, and here's a very large check.